Well, hey there, it's December 13th, year 2001. Stop it, Georgie. Georgie! God, are you fucking deaf? Georgina's, Come on, Peeny. Georgina, no! Georgie! Fuck, am I gonna have to throw something at you? Be good. Tell her, Peeny. Tell her to stop chewing.
George, you don't listen. No. God's sakes.
Oh, the four cats have been up in the bathroom, which is their bedroom, for most of the afternoon. It's, what time is it? It's, Peeny, get over here. They're like kids, but I just let them out of the bathroom. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon. I mean, Peeny and Ted had come out earlier. But then I put them back up there so that I could take out the trash and make the bed and do things, because I can't leave them unsupervised. Teddy, I can leave unsupervised, and Jack, which is not a Siamese, can be trusted alone in the house. But Peanut, who I call Peeny Weeny or Peen, Georgina, who's also Georgie and George, and Olivia, who's Ollie and Lily loves sometimes, they can't be trusted alone. So at the moment, I've got Peeny sitting on the floor next to me. Jack is behind the couch. We have two couches, and Jack is behind the one nearest the kitchen wall. Teddy is over there across the room looking at me. And now I have to get up out of the chair and go see where Georgina and Olivia are, because Olivia likes to hop onto the kitchen counter and pee by the toaster. I don't know why. And Georgina likes to hop on the counter and pee, but usually the other counter, the opposite counter. So, I gotta get up and go take a look.
You don't call me or nothing, so I'm just gonna tell you. just want to say that you can call me. The number's 369, and I'm not going to call you.
Unfortunately, she's not staying. Where are you?
I'm taking the day off. Now get dressed and come on over.
You can't, stupid. I'm sick.
That's all in your head. Come on over.
I feel like complete shit, Ferris. I can't go anywhere.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now come on over here and pick me up. You just can't think of anything good to do.
Hi, folks. Ronald Redbop. Remember me? I used to be famous on Over the Edge and other shows. Now I sell burgers. So come on down to Ronald Redbop. Crackling Burger Grill. The burgers crackle and they're hot and tasty. We got burgers for your butt, so come on down. We're located on the interstate next to Howard Johnson.
I can't get rid of that buzz.
That? I don't hear it buzz.
No, when it crackles, when it goes high.
Oh, you just, because you're wanting too much of it. You can't put anything up to 100 and not have it distort somewhere.
Hmm.
It doesn't work like that with anything else. You know? 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 You know?
So do you think that,
You know? You know? Oh.
See that distortion? That, you hear that? I can't get rid of it. Unless this is up too high.
No, it would be on the end.
Mailbox 8819. Accessing mailbox 4.
For me!
Message discarded. Hello?
Think about eternity.
Monday, 7:53 p.m.
Eternity. Thinking about eternity. You were stuck in eternity. All you do is sleep all day. You really wouldn't have to worry about whatever you wanted to do. You could just do it if you felt like doing it, and you wouldn't have to worry about it like being bad or good, because you could just do it over again until it produces the result that you want. And that really wouldn't matter anyhow, because it would just sort of all fade into oblivion. Eternity is actually a completely nil subject. It's just, there's no way you can really conceptualize it in a rational, logical form. It is completely beyond rationality or logic. There's no way that it exists. Someone who could exist in eternity is an impossible subject. So that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
End of message. Message discarded from...
Think about eternity.
Mailbox 8819.
Wonderful football pool. $290. Gonna buy me a $20 cigar.
End of message.
That cigar fucking stinks. I appreciate you closing my door in the hallway, but that fucking bad boy just fucking stench. I mean, what the fuck was that, a dung? A Havana dung? Oh, fuck, man, it fucking stench, Meister.
End of message. Message kept.
Hey there, Joe, this is Rich. What's up? Merry Christmas. It's probably past midnight, so it's not Christmas anymore. Hey, I got a really big favor to ask you, and that's just to maybe curtail your cigar smoking for the next 5 days. I will be out of here before the new year. You can have a whole house to yourself, and you can smoke what you want. But even though we're closing my door and the hallway door, I'm still getting a lot of cigar smoke in here, and my clothes are starting to smell like cigars. I can't afford the $750-odd it's going to cost to have my suits dry cleaned to get that smell out of them. So just curtail it a little. Apparently when the heater's on, it still pumps the smell into my room. So look, 5 days. It's the 25th. I'll be out of here soon. Don't worry about it, okay? I'm going to leave you the exact same message on your voicemail.
Friday, 11:47. P.M.
Even though we seem to have my door and the hallway door closed, the
heater system or just the flow of air through the house is pumping that smell into my room, and my suits are starting to smell like cigars. I can't afford to have them all dry cleaned, so I just need to have you, like, just curtail it a little, just maintain it a little, or maybe we can find another solution, like duct tape up my door or something, because, I'll be out here in less than 5 days. The 25th, I'll be out before the 1st. Let me know if we can work out a solution, because I can't have my suit smelling like cigar smoke. I know you like to, and you have every right to, but just help me out on this one, and then you'll be able to smoke all the ones you want all day with the house sealed up for the next 5 years. You can make every square inch of this place smell like cigar smoke. I just can't afford to have my suits, okay? And it may bother me, and that may, you know, not bother you, but my suits is one thing. I can't have those fucked up. It's a lot of money invested in clothes, which is part of my career. Talk to you tomorrow.
End of message. Message kept.
If you don't have time or you don't, as I was saying, if you don't have time or you don't have the hard drive space or whatever, you know, I do hope, though, that somehow you might be able to find at least some videos of those Asian minkies that I gave you. You know, names of those Asian minkies that I gave you. So I guess sometimes, But I have, like, as I was saying, if you don't have time or you don't have the hard drive space or whatever, it's, But I have, kind of thing. I don't know, so it might just be a hit and miss kind of thing.
But this is pointless to do.
But I have
don't be mean
about
well,
it.
But
All
right, so he's in the background, so what's
going on?
A lot
of the video stuff that you did
what
provide.
What are you thinking?
That's
right. I almost feel cool. I almost feel like we're on the radio or something right now. It almost seems official.
One
that
you with studio mics. It might just be a hit and miss kind of thing. But I have
So what do you think?
Come on.
Well,
Jim called while he was on the phone.
Huh? On the phone or?
Yeah, he just said.
As I was saying.
Go ahead. As you were saying.
Where Jim. You know,
well, he's talking about you. Something bad about you. If you listen, can you hear him?
Where Jim, you know, he upped the little CD that he gave him, and then he
this
went
from
and
a few days
discarded
ago.
A bunch of shit, and I didn't have a chance to look through it, and
find
that. One of the clips he had was something called.
It always cuts off at the wrong moment.
How many did he send you? Like 9 messages for 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah. So I can leave a 2-minute message.
Wait, something called what?
Yeah, the message ended with, and it's something called, and then like the next message was the wrong one, like, and then,
oh, no.
Then it
shit. Bitch.
Am I going to read that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dick Dickerson, mild-mannered graduate.
One of the things that he deleted that I saw by looking over his shoulder, so to speak, or actually I was sitting in the chair and looking over at the...
Did you want it to be?
I was thinking like the opening of the Incredible Hulk, you know.
Computer screen, and then it says lawn chair.
Dick Dicker, this is
super hot.
Did it have a...
thing, so... But anyways, I'd be sort of interested in that.
Not as animated, but more like a deep voice...
One of the things that he deleted that I used. But anyway, so
this is how when it fucks up, this is how it sounds.
Think about eternity.
Eternity. Thinking about eternity. You were stuck in eternity. All you do is sleep all day. If it exists, who could exist in eternity? Is it impossible? That's it. So.
Message discarded.
What is time to me? A few hours, a few years, a few eons. I'm talking about eternity. Eternity and man's soul.
Mailbox 8819. Message discarded from mailbox 8819.
Think about the price you'd be prepared to pay.
I'm going to assume it's $200 communication. I've got all my shit ready.
You are modifying mailbox 8819.
Are you serious? I will require a gift. Oh, come, you know what I mean. robbed of my proper rights. You understand that?
You may start your message now. Hello.
Think about eternity.
He changed it, and the voice quality is much superior, but the actual outgoing isn't that much better. I kind of like the other one better for going on, but this one kind of like starts out good, and then it starts to drift, but hey, what the hell? Eternity. It's a wonderful pussy.
End of message. Message discarded.
Yeah. I'm basically high. I don't get high in the afternoons usually, but today's a special occasion or special situation. I got the things that I needed to get done out of the way. Christine's at work hell until 8 o'clock on Thursdays, and this is a Thursday. I'm going to go to work with it. No, Peen. Peeny, no. Peeny is peeking his head around the couch where Jack is hiding, or where Jack hangs out nowadays when Peanut's in the room. When Peanut has been let out of the bathroom and, you know, allowed to roam around the house, so to speak, Jack hides behind the couch. And if that means, you know, hiding behind the couch for 7 hours, well, that's how long Jack will hide. Jack is 14 years old. He's a black and white cat. He's not a Siamese. The other four cats are Siamese, of the kind that can be sold for a very good price. But Peanut is the young male. He's, I don't know how old he is, 6 years old or something. But anyways, he wants to be alpha male. Well, Jack can't be alpha male anymore because Jack's too old. And I guess Peanut picked on Jack a couple of times, and Jack couldn't take it. And, you know, Jack realized he couldn't do much to Peanut, because Peanut's big and strong and healthy, and, you know. And Jack is very, very spry and very clear-eyed and happy and, you know, in excellent health, really, overall, psychologically, physically, you know, good shape for 14 years old. Although you can tell that he's gotten thin, you know, and you just, you know, he's just the strength. And when you get that old, I mean, it's like a human being, what, in their 80s, 90s, 100s? I don't know what it is when a cat's 14 years old, but it's old, and the bones and muscles all begin to deteriorate and blah, blah, blah. So, anyways, Jack doesn't want to fight Peanut, so Jack hides behind the couch, but every once in a while, Peanut goes up there against the couch and tries to get in there and take swipes at Jack. Peanut, no!
I think I shit my pants or something. I don't know. It's kind of... It's all wet. Did you think of me when you peed? I'll call you back when I'm sober, okay? Drinking black coffee, drinking black coffee, drinking black coffee, and stare at the wall. Stabbed in my heart. Stabbed in my heart. Stabbed in my heart. But it's all in my mind. My mind. My mind. My mind. It's all in my mind. Hey, if you're home, answer the phone. I got something important to tell you.
You put in that. You got your pudding there. That's one mango lassie, one mango Fido, 2 pints of mild, and a neat welcome chaser.
You got your pudding there. No, my pudding is trapped forever.
Can you swim in pudding?
No, but I don't care.
They can take our lives, but they'll never take our pudding.
What? No pudding?
I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
Chocolate pudding, it comes in a cup. Chocolate pudding, it's only a buck.
In a life that costs you a dollar.
From Molly's Kitchen, it's the labor of love. Chocolate pudding, it comes in a cup. Chocolate pudding, it's only a buck.
In a life that costs you a dollar.
How can you have any pudding if you don't see envy?
You got your pudding now, pudding now.
Keep thinking about pudding, 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 pudding.
You've been listening to the episode 42 of the Midnight Voice Jail Dare, called Our Man in the UK. Oh yeah, man. You've been listening to the episode 42 of the Midnight Voice Jail Dare, called Our Man in the UK. Oh no, a man in England with the Mr. 115 smoking the righteous Irie herb on the couch with the four cats, don't you know? Recommend some of the Sun Ra Orchestra if you be trying some of that. Or www.geocities.com/voicejail, man. If you have any questions, man. And also, we put out much love to all our voice jail brothers and sisters out there, wherever they may be, man. Voice jail be produced by the Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network, man. See you next time, man. Peace out. All the time. Okay. One love, 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 love.
The National Cynical Network home site is at www.nationalcynical.com.